That's Playhouse Y94, the number one hit music station. Next chance to pick your purse at 7:10 this morning, about 12 minutes from now. Somebody posted on Reddit something kind of amusing. They said, hey, teachers, sound off. It's about a month into school, teachers. What do you want to tell your students or their parents? And it went absolutely crazy. I was just scrolling through and I grabbed a couple of them. So teacher sound off. Somebody said, if you haven't noticed, it's not summer anymore. Maybe you should learn something. Another one said, keeping your kids up till 1 in the morning doesn't really help them do well in school, FYI. Could we maybe send your kids to school with a backpack? Your kid smells, bathe them. You're not dressing for a rave. You're dressing for the knowledge you crave.
Whack. That one's pretty whack. The other one's pretty good.
A few of them are. And I mean, honestly, there's hundreds of them. So are there any teachers in the Playhouse family that want to play along a little bit? Teacher sound off. Is there something that, no, okay, you're a month in, we're going. Is there something you wish you could say to your students or to their parents, which you really, you couldn't say, right? It wouldn't be appropriate for you to say this to them in person. But if you want, you can call us at 237-ITS or you can text 35270, say it to us. And if you want, we can certainly change your voice. That's just fine. Teacher sound off. Because I got to imagine, probably comes with this pile of aggravations. And it's often stuff you can't say anything about because how could you?
Yeah, it's that, I don't know. I'm sure there was a ton of things when I was a kid that teachers would have loved to say to my parents. Just like that Joel, great kid. He has all the potential. Those are the words that they do say, but the actual things that they wanted to say out loud were probably like, can you tell him to shut up? Like, tell him to stop talking. Like, I'd say it that way instead of like, you know, he just really enjoys discussing everything.
I know my teachers always said she's a social butterfly. And I was like, okay.
Mm, nice way to say you weren't doing nothing but talking to everybody. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm sure, but though, like with every job, you're going to get frustrated. And teachers are with the kids all the time. Like, I'm sure there's things they want to say to the kids they can't because they'll get in trouble, or they want to say to the parents.
237 text 35270, teacher sound off. Actually, yeah, there's a lot of them already.
Now, someone said, your child is a freaking brat. Discipline your children. Someone else said, for the love of God, put your kid on ADHD meds. Someone else said, I wish I could tell my students that sometimes I think your inappropriate jokes are actually really funny and adorable, and it's hard not to laugh.
Yeah, see, that's where that'd be me, 100%. Like, you got to throw those jokes out, but then the teachers, I wish they could say the jokes back, because you know they got some good zingers, too.
They probably heard all the good ones.
Yeah, they probably got all the good comebacks.
Teacher sound off, that thing you wish you could say to a kid or you wish you could say to their parents. And, you know, if it makes it more interesting telling us what, like, grade you teach and stuff like that, by all means, 237, it's text 35270, 701, Bieber, Caesar, it's Peaches, 194, Playhouse in the morning. It's Playhouse, Y94, creeping up on Pick Your Purse in about 6 minutes, been doing the teacher sound off. Somebody started a viral thread on Reddit. It's like, all right, teachers, you're a month into the school year. What is something you wish you could say to, like, your students, maybe your students' parents, but you just can't? You got one. What do you teach? We should probably ask, too.
7th and 8th grade special ed. What I would like to tell the parents, why it's always our fault when we have to make a phone call home that their child is misbehaving. Why we're always to blame. I'd like to say, what are you going to do to fix your child?
How dare you allow my kid to misbehave? How about you? What do you teach?
I teach 7 through 12. I like to tell the parents and the kids, I like to tell them that our school day is not 8 to 3 and that we don't do nothing all summer long.
There you go. You don't just sit around twiddling your thumbs. What are you seeing, teacher? Sound off, Amy Kay.
Somebody said, I don't make enough money to buy everyone's snack. Buy your kids snacks. Someone else said, I wish I could tell my 2nd graders you don't need to talk every second of the day. And someone else said, I wish we could tell the students, because I know I thought it back then and they think it too, that teachers have no clue about the current gossip, but we know much more than you guys think.
Oh, yeah. They probably know everything. And as far as a snack, I know, like, Jada, you might forget a snack, you know, one time. So I know Jada, you know, and if it does happen on occasion, whatever that snack is, Jada bought a box and gave it to the teacher. So, I mean, if you're an offender of that by accident, right, because sometimes you forget, and maybe to hook your teacher up with the same snack. So that way they have it to give it to another child or your kid in case you forget to bring a snack again.
Here's a pile of snacks just in case.
just in case.
This one for the students or the parents, or what are you thinking?
The parents. I had a student wet their pants in class, and it was my fault that they wet their pants because it's my responsibility to make sure that they're potty trained.
Any other ones? Amy K, teacher sound off.
Someone said, I wish students knew that we had bad days too. Someone else said, maybe it's not my fault that your kid's failing my class. And someone else said, we really hate helping your kids put on their snow pants.
That would be the worst, because I really hate helping a kid put on their snow pants too. It's like your leg goes in there, but it's stuck. Okay, pull it out and readjust it. Figure it out. It's not difficult. Life is not that hard, kid. Let's go.
It's a wrestling match to do it for your own kids. So to have to do it for like a series of kids that aren't even yours, that would be mentally taxing.
And then how many times do you have to say, wrong foot, match it up. See, look how your foot bends. That's how you put your foot on or your shoe on. Let's
well, there's an age range where it's almost easier just to like grab the leg and shove it in the hole on your own.
Right.
Which is, you know, fine if it's your kid.
Yeah, yeah.
But your kid, it's so, but
yeah, it's a little different. It makes it tough. I don't know. Teachers, you got to give them props.
Only way it's getting done sometimes. PYP, pick your purse 3 minutes from now.
The Morning Playhouse.